Bruce back here for our weekly chat with head women's hockey coach Molly Engstrom. Before we look ahead to two games this week, Friday and Saturday at 2 with Vermont, take a quick look back at Colgate. You went out, you played the number 6 team in the nation. Friday was a long day, but Saturday was one of the most exciting early games I've seen from Maine in a long time. What was the best take from the Saturday game?
I think you and I talked about it briefly already, but the forecheck was relentless this weekend. I mean, the kids just skated their tails off. You know, when you talk about the Friday game being a long game, from a scoreboard standpoint, it definitely was. We were even in shots. We had Kia in, freshman goalie, seeing the number 6 team. Number 6 team looks a lot different than a number 15 team.
Oh, yeah.
Had a couple of, you know, communication issues behind the net, stopping pucks in that Friday game. But talk to the girls between periods, and they're like, this is frustrating because it doesn't feel like a 7-1 game at the time. Ended up being 8-3, but it didn't feel that way. So, you know, they took their momentum. I was proud of them for taking their momentum, that energy, into the second game. Kia rebounded.
Well, she sure did. Well, and the other thing, too, was that from the second half of Friday's game, it was pretty even.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the third period, I think, was 2-2, right, in goals. Jacob, Fetch, some of the younger players looked really good in that game. And then on Saturday, I mean, until 3 minutes into the third period, you're leading 1-0, and you are dominating the game.
Yeah. I mean,
Colgate is frustrated. You can see their players jawing at one another. They can't get the puck out of the zone. Yeah. We had talked last week that maybe going on the road was the place to start to figure some of this stuff out, and it seemed, at least from what you can see from TV, and it's never as good as being in the rink, that the forecheck and the net presence was much better.
Yeah, that's kudos to the girls. I think the things that we're working on in practice, they've been able to really implement, you know, on the forecheck to stay on the D side of the puck, not get caught. Obviously, we have some players who can move.
Yeah.
You know, so they scooted around the ice and they were organized. So I was really proud of them on the weekend. I think as we're building the team and you're building the culture, you're trying to build that winning into the culture, you have to learn these hard lessons.
Yeah.
And you can only learn them in a game, taking penalties, you know, at the end of a game when you're up, jumping up, you know, when it's not the right
time. Don't jump into the rush at the wrong time.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, creating odd man rushes against. So, you know, the game management piece, and like I said, it's one of those things you got to kind of be in it to learn it.
Yeah, I think Colgate was surprised at times by how fast Maine was. Yeah. They would be coming down 3-on-2, and suddenly it's 3-on-4.
Yeah.
And I think that really, really surprised them, which should bode well going against Vermont. It's nice to have them here and not up at Gutterson. That's a tougher place to play. As we know, Maine has lost some games there on offsides plays that will linger forever in the history of the program. But when you look at Vermont, they tend to always be a fairly disciplined team. They tend to play their structure. What do you need to exploit in that to do well?
I think we have to play within our system. I think one of the biggest challenges is taking the pace at which we played against Colgate into Vermont and not backing down. I think we should be able to out-hustle them and be more physical. They've got some skilled players.
Absolutely. Yeah, they always do.
Absolutely. But I think, like I said, if we stay within our structure, we stay disciplined, the girls keep their eye on these priority points that we've been talking about, we should be able to play a team game. All we did on Monday, you watched the Colgate game, all we did on Monday was 2-on-1s, essentially.
Yeah.
We got to figure out how to create some offense within the speed that we have. So.
And when someone lies down, pop it over.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed 2 or 3 times over the weekend, a Colgate player would lay out on a 2-on-1 and think, all you got to do is pop it in the air. Just pop it up. she's only 6 inches deep. Yeah. Pop it up over.
Yeah.
And which is easy to say and hard to do, especially sometimes you're on your backhand with a curved stick. It's not as easy. One of the things that I was very impressed with was how fast you reacted east-west when they needed to. A Colorulo a couple of times just saw it out of the corner of her eye and hustled over. Yeah. And that means that they have confidence, and they had confidence in a freshman goalie who hasn't had a lot of chance to play. She seemed very calm back there, very very poised. Of course, that seems to be a European goalie's trait. They don't, you know, Albie Boy is the same way. Ones we've had have been the same way. Is that confidence in her and the confidence that you know you have another starting goalie in Bichetti, do you think that's good for the defense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The girls, you know, with Bichetti out, Kia got the two starts against BU, and I think she really was able to establish herself, start to establish the relationship, in-game relationship with the players there. And she's just a great person. You know, she's likable.
She only gave up 4 goals to BU.
Yeah.
At their place.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think she left there with a 9.5 percentage.
Yeah.
So, you know, going into Colgate, kind of walking into the beast there in Colgate, I think the girls had full confidence in Kia. Kia's response after Friday was great. She said, she didn't say, I'm not sure. She said, I want to play again to prove to the team that I can do it. Yeah. And she absolutely did. So,
oh, she was great on Saturday.
Yeah. So it's good. It's a good feeling to know that you've got another goalie who can play.
And she's really good on. She was really good on rebound Saturday. Yes. I mean, if she sticks something over the glass, it was fine. But if it was anywhere near her, she pounced on it, which was really good. Well, I'm really looking forward to this weekend, and you get home this weekend, you're home next weekend, so I hope that all the fans turn out and see just how well this team can play, and I'm really excited about the future, the rest of the season.
Okay, thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
All right. Excellent hitter.